Full disclosure, this episode of Uruwaza Eigo is sponsored by Hiramatsu Go Law Offices.
ポッドキャスト Uruwaza Eigo、今回のエピソードは Hiramatsu Go 法律事務所の提供でお送りします。
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Uruwaza Eigo. I'm here, my name is BJ Fox and I'm here with Ishii Teremi.
皆さんこんにちは。ポッドキャスト裏技英語、今週も始めていきたいと思います。よろしくお願いします。
Now Teremi, could、yes. you just explain to the listeners where we are right now?
We are in 新橋。
新橋銀座。
銀座、あ、銀座ですね。銀座、あ、銀座よりか。大変失礼いたしましたほら、銀座と新橋の間のコリドー街に今来ているという感覚ね、okay.で、コリドー街にあります平松郷法律事務所に来ています。
イエーイ、イエーイ
こんなね、厳粛なね、法律事務所さんでね、声を張るもんじゃないですね、うん、イエーイじゃないのよ。 Because it's so、 なんていうの、おごそか、
およそか、What does that mean?
おごそか、
おごそか、What does that mean? Tell me.
厳粛、なんか It's very elegant.
Yeah, it's very elegant. It feels like I'm in a very nice part of London at the moment.
そう、すごく高級なビルの、
yeah.
高級なマンションの一室で、ビル、エレベーター降りて平松郷法律事務所さんが近づいてくるにつれ、いい匂いがしてます。
What type of smell?
What type of? Just elegant.
Elegant.
Smart. Relaxing.
And then you combine that relaxing smell with the sound of the Yamanote line.
そうなんです。近くをね、JR が走っていたりですとかね、ポッドキャスト裏技英語をスポンサーしてくださってましたね。6ヶ月間にわたってお世話になっておりますけれども、
yeah. For the last 6 months they have been sponsoring us and we've been using it as a great inspiration to talk about legal phrases, my experience with working with the legal team in my corporate career、
うん、
We're really excited today because we're actually here for the first time.
はい、過去6ヶ月にわたって平松郷法律事務所さんにスポンサーしていただきましたし、まあ、ビジネスってその法律とか契約とかっていっぱい出てくるのに今まで触れてこなかったじゃないですか、うん、でも今回のコラボレーションをきっかけにそういった側面からもね、英語を勉強する機会に、まあ、あの裏技英語を学ぶ機会になりましたので、すごく感謝しているんですけれども、そんな平松郷法律事務所さんについに現場にやってくることができました。
And the reason we've come is because obviously I've been talking, I guess, from like second-hand experience or third-hand about legal expressions, but I want to get the、original voice of a lawyer. I want to ask some questions and find out if what I've been saying is true. And the team at Hiramatsu Go Horitsu Jimisho have very kindly set us up with one of their bilingual lawyers、
Ooh.
So we can talk to them.
じゃあ今まで私たちが、ね、お伝えしてきたエピソードはね、まああのBJ と二人で私がね喋ってましたけれども、今日は実際に弁護士の方にお話を聞くことができる、そしてなんとバイリンゴーロイヤーということで、これはじゃあ裏技インタビューということですね。
Exactly. Another 裏技 interview. And today we are talking to Miyamoto Moya, or Moya Miyamoto. She works at Hiramatsu Go Horitsu Jimisho. So let's jump in and find out some more.Miyamoto Moe-san. Moe, can I call you Moe?
Sure, please call me Moe.
How are you? Welcome to Uruwaza Eigo.
Thank you, I'm great, thanks. Thank you for having me here today.
Are you nervous?
Yes, very.
No.
Usually it's the people talking to lawyers that are nervous.
そうよね。弁護士の、
really? ま
あ、そう、弁護士の先生に会うこちらの方が緊張するというのがよくあるパターンだと思うんですけれども、mm.
Well, that's not the pattern today.
not the pattern today. でも、平松郷法律事務所さんでは弁護士の方のことを先生と呼ばないんですよね。
Yes, that's correct. Everyone calls each other son, including 弁護士。
そっかそっか、じゃあ宮本先生とかって呼ぶの、呼ばなくて、mm-hmm. というか呼ばない方が自然。
Instead they call me 宮本さん。
宮本さん。
Was that a thing in Japan? You call a lawyer...先生
で大抵呼ぶイメージですけどね、
yeah. oh, really?
そうですよね、うん、お医者さんとかも、
oh, wow.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess I would call my doctor a 先生。 If I'm really honest, I've never talked to a what do you call it, an external lawyer in Japan. I've always, like, audit jimisho law. I've talked to a lot of lawyers or legal department solicitors, I guess. But no, I've never talked to a lawyer. So, oh, so you should call them sensei.
Sensei って呼びますよね、事務所によってはね。
But in Hiramatsu Go, that's not the rule. You just say san.
I call my boss Hiramatsu-san.
Hiramatsu-san.
As well.
あ、じゃあ事務所の代表の Hiramatsu Go さんも Hiramatsu-san なんですね。だからもう、all flat.
All flat.
人として人と向き合ってるわけですよね。
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for taking your time today to talk to us. Please could I ask for a quick self-introduction and yeah, just what do you do here?
What I do here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm at the Go Law Offices. And yeah.
Okay, and so and I'll stop you there. Lawyer then.
Yep.
That's what you call yourself because one of our episodes, we talked about that mm-hmm. and, you know, in the UK, we have things like solicitors.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Attorney.
Attorney. Mm-mm-mm. What else? QC. There's all these different words for mm-hmm, a lawyer. Mm-hmm. You call yourself a lawyer.
Yeah, I refer to myself as a lawyer.
Okay.
And I guess I can say that I am. I work as a solicitor and also a barrister.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, you do both. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of a barrister is that sometimes you actually will go to a courthouse
mm-hmm. yep.
and go, objection.
That's right. Not necessarily always objection, but yes.
Okay.
じゃあ法廷に立って、objection と、異議ありってやられてるんです。いやなんかごめんなさい、なんかゲームとかでしか見たことないもん。
逆転裁判。
逆転裁判とか。そう、なんか、どうやって言うのか言ってもらってもいいですか?ちょっと本物の意義ありが聞きたい。
I don't usually say 意義あり in a civil civil proceedings. In criminal trial,
yeah.
I sometimes do say
刑事裁判では
意義あり。
You get it? Okay, really?
And then say the reason for the objection. Yes.
意義あり。意義ありますとかじゃなくてやっぱり意義ありって言うんですね。
そこはそうですね。スピードが大事なので。
うわ、スパッと言うのが。
So in English, just so you know, that's objection.
じゃあ英語で裁判だと objection.
Objection.
And then when the judge says overruled,、
mm-hmm.
what's overruled in Japanese?
棄却します。
棄却します。
棄却します。Or 却下します。
却下します。却下。はは、異議を却下するのが overrule。じゃあ overruled。へえ。
And why is your English so good?
本当そう。
Oh, thanks for your kind comment.
Yeah, I'll say that in a nice way. Miyamoto-san, your English is very good. What is your English background?
I have never actually lived in an English-speaking country before.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've always loved studying English.
Okay.
Ah, 英語の勉強がじゃあ、まあ例えば中高生の頃から好きだったんですね。
Yeah, from 10 years old, I started going to English conversation school.
Hey,
英会話。
自分で行きたいって言って
Yes、
yeah. あ、そうなんですね
With native English speaking teachers、
okay.
And I discovered a joy in being able to communicate with foreigners in English、mm. And that kind of encouraged me to continue studying and enjoying English through junior high school、mm-hmm. and high school
But from my understanding、mm-hmm. If you're a lawyer your career is slightly restricted to、mm-hmm. whereYou know, your legal certifications can be applied. Like、yeah. as a Japanese lawyer, you can't go to Australia.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
You
cannot practice law in Australia.
You can't practice law. That's a great phrase, actually. Practice law.
practice law, yeah.
So you've, even though you were quite internationally minded, want to speak English, you've chosen a career that has locked you to Japan.
Yes. Well, I wanted to practice law in Japan.
Okay.
And、mm-hmm. Maybe help out、foreigners that live in Japan.In English, using English.
なるほど、なるほど。じゃあ、英語を使って法律のお仕事をすることっていうのは今あるんですか?
Yes, I sometimes receive inquiries from foreigners living in Japan. So in that situation, I speak English to communicate.
じゃあ、スピークだけじゃなくて英語で法律文書を作成したりってこともあるんですか?
Maybe not. Maybe I would write emails to my clients in English, but documents are usually in Japanese because.
あ、そうか、日本ですもんね。なるほど、そうですね。
そうか、そうか。I see, I see. コミュニケーションのところで英語を使うってことですかね。
I see, I see. I wonder how widely known it is that you could come here and get English kind of support? Because I think that's probably an issue within the foreign community in Japan about where do you go. I know where everyone goes. They'll probably go to the kuyakusho. That's where their first step, if there's like some kind of legal mm-hmm. issue in English. So that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm ever getting divorced.
ね、法律相談をしたい日本在住の外国の方で、まあ、日本語よりは英語で相談したいっていう方は、mm-hmm. 平松郷法律事務所さんに相談すれば、
yes.
宮本さんが対応してくれます。
Yes.
Wow.
I will.
じゃあ英語担当という感じなんですか、宮本さん。
At the moment, yes.
そうなんですね。かっこいいな。
Yeah. That's awesome.
いや、awesome ですね、本当ね。
Now, you said from a young age you wanted to learn English. Was that related to like watching TV or anything?
No, I just, it was, you know, sometimes in town, in the town you're living in, yeah. you see foreigners yeah. on the street and, you know, I liked being able to communicate okay. in English yeah. with them while, you know, others can't.
Yeah.
ちなみに子供の頃はどちらで過ごされてたんですか?
I used to live in Miyazaki.
じゃあ宮崎で生まれ育って、例えば宮崎の街で外国の方を見ると、あ、なんかコミュニケーション取りたいなとか。
Yes.
へー。そうだったんですね。
Is your name Miyamoto related to from your, the fact you're from Miyazaki?
No, not at all. No.
I thought maybe.
まあ、私だって知り合いに宮崎出身の宮崎さんもいますからね。
Really? Miyazaki from Miyazaki?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.あ、そこがだから関係してるのかわからないですけど、okay. そうそうそう。じゃあ日本酒とかお強いんですか？
あ、yes.
あ。
Is that a、like yeah. theme of Miyazaki that they're good at drinking alcohol?
待って。
Well, 九州。
九州は、
I think, yes.
焼酎とかもいけちゃいます。
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. そう、酒豪が多い人。Stereotype ですけどね。
Yeah. Actually, going on stereotypes and law, I guess what reason I was asking about TV is because there's lots of famous TV shows.Usually set in America、mm-hmm. about lawyers. Did you ever watch、mm-hmm. Suits or did you Ally McBeal?
Yes, I've watched both of them.、
Oh, yeah.
I especially liked Suits very much.、
Mm.
And、although I feel like I married Prince Charming, he is not actually a prince, if you know what I mean.
Are you making a Prince Harry joke?
Yes.
If you don't know, Meghan.
Yeah, Meghan.
Meghan was an actress in the TV show Suits. Yeah. Mm. Okay. And how do you feel about those shows? Like you watch Suits, mm-hmm. it's very kind of action-packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that anything like the real life of a lawyer?
Not that I experienced.
Not experienced, okay. okay. Now, I think...Being a lawyer is a career that many people aspire to. Certainly in the UK, lots of people want to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
What would advice would you give to anyone listening who wants to be mm-hmm. a lawyer, mm-hmm. particularly if they want to use their English in that field?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, to become a lawyer, you will have to study hard.
Yeah.
And you will need to set goals for okay. yourself to be able to get to the point to pass the bar exam.
Can I stop you there? The bar exam, yeah. is that what you call it in Japan as well?
In Japan, it's shihoshiken.
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 But if you translate it into English, that would be bar exam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just the bar.
The bar, yeah.
The bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shihoshiken の勉強はやっぱ大学の頃から始めたんですか?
In my case, I started from law school.
Okay. Law school に入ってから。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do university?
Yep.
Like normal standard
normal
university?
Normal standard, yes.
So you graduate as an undergrad,
mm-hmm.
and then you...decide to go to law school.
That's right, yeah.
And that's 2 years?
Law school?
Yeah.
My case, 3 years. But people who studied law
yeah.
at school of law, for example, yeah. Would only have to go 2 years.
Okay.
じゃあ学部は法学部じゃなかったんですか?
No.
あ、そうだったんですね。
School of International Liberal Studies.
Okay.
国際
教養学部。
教養学部。ああじゃあやっぱりインターナショナルなことに興味がおありだったんですね。
Yes.
へえ。でそこからロースクール行って弁護士になられて、mm-hmm. なんかその英語がお好きなのと、mm-hmm. その弁護士になられたのと、mm-hmm. その法律の言葉をまた英語で知るのってすごい私のイメージだと難しそうだなって思うんですけども、mm-hmm. それは後から学んでったんですか
？Yes, gradually after I passed the bar.
なるほど。そっかそっか。弁護士
になって。I don't need it, you know. legalese in my study for the bar exam.
そっか、じゃあ司法試験はそれ受かってからその後その弁護士として知っておくべき英語というのも合わせて勉強していったわけですね。
Awesome. Would you recommend it as a career to our listeners?
Yes, I
どういったところがレコメンドポイントですか？
レコメンド、that you can actually help people using your knowledge of law.
Okay, so Moe, you've listened to our podcast?
Yes.
So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. You know how the podcast works. We like to introduce a phrase to our listeners, a phrase, a tip, or an urawaza. Do you have a phrase, an English phrase, that you have found useful in your career as a lawyer?
Yes, there is one. I often use the phrase, please note something.
Please note.
Please note.
I guess in Japanese context, it would be ご留意ください。
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 気に留めといてください。分かっといてくださいってことですよね。
Yes. I like it because I can minimize the chance of being misunderstood by my clients.
Okay.
And also I can make sure that my clients are aware of important information without offending or disparaging them.
Translate that, Telemi.
What?
Translate that.
クライアントが後から聞いてなかったよ先生とならないように、ただしこれはたなんか 100% 何々を保証するものでありませんとか、
exactly, yes.
絶対勝てるとは限りませんよみたいなことが事前にちゃんとご留意ください、分かっていてくださいって時にこの Please note that、
yes.
っていうのを使うんですね。
I like it for the same reason、
yeah.
because it's polite. It's like really direct actually、but it's still polite. So you, know, you said disparage、you know, you're not gonna, you can't offend anyone with please note、
Disparage って何ですか？
Like being rude to or damage, like saying something that might offend them.
じゃあその人の尊厳を傷つけずにとか失礼にならないようにって感じですかね。
Yeah, I guess if you said like, please don't forget. I guess what, okay, this is like, here's an example. You know, if you had a client or a boss, this is a, not a law, legal example, but like a work example. Your boss, you're waiting for approval for a document and your boss is late. You know, you can't say, please, the deadline's tonight. Don't forget. What you say instead is, thank you very much. Please note the deadline for submission is tonight. So you're pretty much saying, do it tonight, please. Do it tonight. Come on. Direct but polite.
上司とかに今夜中にドキュメントくださいっていう時なんかに、ダイレクトだけどもポライトな礼儀正しいまま伝えることができる。だからどうしても気使っちゃうじゃないですか。普通にお願いするとき、It would be great if you could なんとかかんとかみたいな、そういうなんか遠回しな言い方もしなくていいし。
Yeah, because like, it would be great if it puts like a little kind of gray zone of that maybe they don't do it. But what you're saying is like you have to do this. Or like I guess with your clients, you're saying please note if you.What would the example be?
Yeah. For example, when I explain our legal fees, I would say, please note that this fee does not include representing you in any court proceedings. To ensure that my clients fully understand that there could be extra fees for court appearances.
Okay.
法廷に私が出るためのフィーは含まれてないですからねっていうことをちゃんと分かっといてくださいっていう、そういった注意事項ですよね。分かっといてくださいっていうのを、あのすいませんね、
disparage
はね、軽んじるとか過小評価する、まあ、相手の名誉を傷つけるっていう意味ですけれども、そういったことをすることなく、失礼にもならないけれども事実をちゃんと伝える、そういった時に使えるんですね。ああ勉強になるな。
Often when I explain for the second time?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
2回目の時ってことですか？ どういうことですか、それは？
So I explained the fees, but if it seems that they didn't understand and misunderstand, I would say, please note.
Please note. And then say it again. そっか、弁護士料いくらかかるかっていうのは、まあ一番大事なところですものね。で、向こうがきっとあれもこれもついてくるんじゃないかって勝手に思ってると困るから、あのこれはちゃんと含まれてないですよっていうようなことを明確にしておくためなんですね。
I think it's actually a good phrase for presentations as well.
プレゼンでも使える？
Yeah, because often in a presentation you're giving a lot of information, and some of it is more important than others. Maybe there's some key takeaways, And I think when you put please note in front of something, it's the equivalent of underlining on a or putting a bit of text into bold to make sure everyone notices this part.
プレゼンみたいに一気にいろんな情報をバーって伝えるときなんかにこの please note から始める文章を書いておくと、それはもう太字だったりハイライトされてるような、まあ大事なことですよっていうのが早く相手に伝わる。
Yeah, do you remember our episode 237 on housekeeping?
はい、housekeeping ね。
At the beginning of a presentation, you might want to do some housekeeping. You know, you might say, please note, there will be time for questions at the end.
そうですね、そういうこれからプレゼンするなんて時の事務的なお知らせっていうのを先にするときに housekeeping って言葉を使うって話でしたけどね。
Yeah, like what you really want to say is, please don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt.Keep your questions to the end, but instead of being rude or disparaging, you would say something like, please note, there will be time for questions at the end.
そうか、そういう時に、これはあれか、宮本さんはメールで結構使うんですか？それとも口頭で言ったりですかね？
メールが多いですかね。
書き言葉で。
Often in email.
ね、なんかそんなイメージですけども、BJ はあれ、普通に喋る時にも please note。
Yeah, yeah.
Please note that, なんとかかんとか。
Very nice, direct, but polite tone as well.
なるほど。
So very useful phrase.
相手に気使わず、でもちゃんと伝えるべきことは伝えなきゃいけないっていう時には便利なフレーズなんですね。
Yes.
So, thank you. That is a great phrase, both for mails and presentation. Please note. Say it one more time in Japanese. 留意。
ご留意ください。
ご留意ください。
ご留意ください。ご留意くださいは多分メールでは使うけど、プレゼンでは言わないだろうけどね。
I feel like I know that phrase a lot from my 保育園。
ああ、保育園の注意事項。
Yeah, like ちゃんとあの決あの送れるときにちゃんと事前に連絡するようにご留意ください。
ご留意ください。確かにね、お願いしますよりもね、あの事前にこういった連絡がないと、こうこれこれできないことをご留意くださいとか、保育園周りのことでは結構ありそうですね。
So I know we're about to move on, but I guess like よろしくお願いします is like asking someone, then ご留意くださいis like a little bit more powerful.
そう、official って感じ。
Official, which is the same as please would you, it would be great if you, above that is please note. Yeah.Yeah, great phrase. Thank you very much for bringing that to us, Moe. Hello, listeners. This is another update on the Urawaza Eigo book.
Urawaza Eigo book に関してもう一つアップデートです。
It's looking great. The design is beautiful. We're working with a designer in Kagoshima.
鹿児島にいらっしゃるデザイナーさんが、お力を貸してくださって、可愛いデザインにしてくれています。
To be completely transparent, it's the same designer who designed our wonderful logo, designed the characters on the logo as well. And we're going to be using those little characters of BJ and Tedemi to make interesting, funny looking designs.
はい、ポッドキャストのロゴにいる可愛いイラストありますよね。なんか四角っぽい BJ と四角なテルミ。あれを描いてくださったデザイナーさんと同じ方がね、本も担当してくれています。
So it's looking great. It's really progressing.Quickly, so we can't wait to share some of those designs with you. We'll probably try to get some of them out on social media before we release the book as well.
はい、ということでね、すごい可愛いデザインに仕上がってますのでね。Can't wait to show you ですね。BJが今言ったか。はい。あの本のリリースの前に、でも少しずつね、皆さんにお見せできればと思っていますので、そちらもお楽しみに。
So, thank you very much to everyone who's bought the book so far. And if you haven't, please do check it out soon.
はい、ということで裏技英語ザブックご購入いただいた皆さん本当にありがとうございます。まだ買ってないよという方もこれ絶対にお手元に一冊あったらめちゃくちゃお役に立つと思いますので、 I think it's gonna be a lifetime like business bible in an English working environment.
Well, that's what we're aiming for, Tenami.
そうよね、
a bible. Oh, I like that word.
Bible ってこんな使っちゃっていいのかな、こういう時に。
Perfect. Perfect usage, yeah.
まあね、メタファーですからね。Yeah. はい。まあでも手元に一冊あったら海外でね、英語で仕事をするよという方のお役に立てること間違いなしだと思いますので、ぜひご購入いただけたら嬉しいですし、私たちも頑張って本の制作に励んでいきたいと思います。
If you want to find out more details about the book, just click on the link in the show description.
はい、本についてもっと知りたいよ、どこで買えばいいんだろう、どこで、まあ、今でしたら予約ですね、どこで予約したらいいんだろうという方はですね、ポッドキャストの概要欄にリンクがございます。 本のご予約は以下のページからというねリンクがありますので、そちらをクリックして、はい、いろんなね、購入オプションがありますので、そこからお選びいただけたらと思います。
So, I have to say, Moe, your legalese in English is amazing.
Thank you.
Did you know the word legalese before?
Actually, no.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I learned from Urawaza Ego.
Ooh, 本当ですか？こんなにいろいろもう全てのこと知ってそうですけど、legalese って言葉は
I didn't know that.
Urawaza Ego で知ってくださったんですね。
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
So, we've had objection, that is...
意義あり。
意義あり。Overruled. I'll let 却下します。棄却します。
棄却します。
棄却します。Guilty?
有罪。
有罪。Does the judge go, 有罪?
No, not in Japan.
なんて言うんですか、日本では。
No, no, I mean, no,
you... sorry, for the listeners at home, I had a hammer.
ハンマーで噛んでやら。
We don't use hammers.
Okay, you don't use hammers.
No. じゃあどうやって発表するんですか?
有罪。
口頭で?ジェスチャーはないってことですか?
No, no gestures.
No gestures.
ユーザイって。
ユーザイ。
They actually say ユーザイ。
ユーザイ、ね。Actually, they don't actually say ユーザイ。They'll just say 被告人を懲役3年にする。
Okay, so they just give the sentence.
Sentence, yes.
その、なんとか文。恥ずかしい、何も分かんなくて、なんていうんですか、そういう
判決
文を読むっていう感じなんですね。
So 判決 would be sentence.
Sentence.
Sentence.、
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's a phrase I hear a lot、mm-hmm. on legal dramas,、
mm-hmm.
and also you use it in real life as well. Have you ever、mm-hmm. heard of the phrase "plead the fifth"?
Yes, I think in Japanese it would be "mokuhi shimasu."
Mokuhi shimasu.
Yes. Mokuhi shimasu. To remain silent.
Ah.、Yeah. Okay.
Is that right?
I guess so. No, that's yeah. But it, yeah. But
なんで?
No, that is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But plead the fifth, which I guess is American law for the Fifth Amendment, the、mm-hmm. right to remain silent.、
Mm-hmm.
We kind of use that jokingly now as well.
Ah, じゃあ友達の会話で答えたくない時とかに I would plead the fifth とか言うってこと。
Or like when my wife comes home and she says.Who ate all the strawberries?
Yeah.
I'll go, plead the fifth. I'll plead the fifth. Yeah, I'm not going to say.
No comment.
Yeah, I guess it's like another way of saying no comment. Yeah.
No comment って英語で言う?
Yeah.
言うんだ。No comment. Plead the fifth. へー。実際に使うんですか、その法律の現場では plead the fifth って。
They don't actually say it.
It wouldn't make sense.
だってね、喋ってるもんね。
Exactly.
Yeah, そうね。
The 被告何被告って何て言うんだ
defendant?
Defendant is pleading the fifth とか言うんですかね
You couldn't say that in Japan.
You can?
Well, it's not the Fifth Amendment in Japan,、
mm-hmm.
is it? That's directly related to US law, the US Constitution.
アメリカだったら言うんですかね Oh, he's pleading
you
the
fifth. You need a different interview.
you see it on drama.
on
the TV
show.
The TV shows, they always say plead the fifth.
じゃあ、ミーガを見るためにスーツでも見るか。はい。どうやってでもこういう legalese を覚えたりしてたんですか?勉強されたんですか?
どうやって?
なんだろう、ドラマを見てとか、そうじゃなくて普通に自分で調べてとか。
I learned from suits, I guess.
Suits から。めっちゃプラクティコです。
I did watch lots of legal TV shows.
You did?
Like,Drop the Diva, Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. Oh.
Good Wife.
Good Wife.
Hey.
Are there any British ones? There must be some good British ones.
There must be, but I don't think I've watched any.
Because the British system's slightly different.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the barristers
or... You wear something...
The wig. You know, there's rules to when you have to wear a wig.
Oh, okay.
But I,
moko moko
shita yeah,
so you don't always have to...
I don't know what the rules are, actually.、Mm-hmm. I think it's if you're like a QC, which is a very high level, and it's... I mean, Queen...
Wasn't there a show?
Queen's Council. Probably Casey now. Must be Casey.、
Oh.
King's Council.
King's Council.
But obviously...Suits, Ally McBeal,、
mm-hmm.
they're not a real representation、mm-hmm. of what it's like to be a lawyer. But it's good, you do learn something. Yeah. From it. You know, it's a good way of learning the language.
Yeah, 実際に宮本さんはそれで legalese を学んだわけですもんね。すごいな。
Actually, one thing I did like what you said earlier was when you called the Horitsu Jimusho a law firm.
Really?
Because I think sometimes I've been calling it office. But actually, in reality, in English, we always say law firm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't call this office Hiramatsugo Law Firm.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No.
Hiramatsugo Law Office っておっしゃいましたよね。
Yeah, lots of law firms.
Yeah.
If in America, they wouldn't call them, like, they won't put it on the...
You're right, of, yeah. They like, the sign.
They always use names.
Yeah, it's always like...Miyamoto, Ishii, and Fox.
Yeah, so exactly. Like three names.
Let's start that.
So I thought to put law firms kind of lame.
Yeah, you're right. It's funny. Yeah, but law firms. Yeah, we often say.
Law firm. Yeah. Not office.
Not really. You don't say office. I think law firm. Or legal practice. Often you say legal practice.
それも法律事務所.
Yeah, 法律事務所.
Legal practice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we often have to put on the word podcast after Uruwaza Ego.
Yeah.
Otherwise people don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's funny. We always say Uruwaza Ego podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't say that, no one knows what it is.
そうね。
Yeah.
でも、宮本さんみたいに弁護士でいらっしゃって、英語も堪能でって語って、ぶっちゃけ珍しいですよね。
いや、どうですかね。
Many
lawyers that can speak English usually working for bigger law firms and maybe private companies. I think, yeah.
なんかそっか、なんかどっかの会社のホーム部で働いたりとか、そういう方
が四大とか。
ああ、四大。
Have you heard of
四大？
No. Big Four, yeah.
障害事務所っていう、障害弁護士みたいな、なんかでかい法律事務所とか。So why did you choose Hiramatsugo 法律事務所?
Because here we, you know, talk to people as people. That's what I want to do as a lawyer.
じゃあこの、まさにこのキャッチコピーとなっている人として人と向き合う平松郷法律事務所の理念に共感したというところなんですね。
Amazing. Thank you very much, Moe. I know you're very nervous doing this, but that was really interesting. I'm sure our listeners will find it very interesting as well. I really enjoyed all the chat about legalese and hearing about your background. Thank you very much for appearing on Uruwaza Eagle podcast.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
And that was another amazing Uruwaza interview, Terumi!
いや、素晴らしかったですね。いや、もう私はもう法律分野とか全然知らないもんだから、なんかすごい方がいらっしゃるんだなと思って。
I just liked it because obviously this started off as a sponsorship for Hiramatsugo Horitsu Jimusho, but I felt in the end it was more an advert for suits.
いやそんなことない。この後みんなじゃあスーツ見ようってなってるかな。
yeah,
まあまあまあ別になってもいいんですけど。
Yeah.
ね、はい。でも平松郷法律事務所さんっていうね、こうやって素敵な方がいらっしゃって、ご相談にも行けて、外国の方も行けて。
Yeah, that is something I would like to spread to the community actually、
ね、
here in Tokyo because I do know there's a lot of people who don't know what.
そうなのよね。どこに行けば分かんないし、法律事務所相談に来たくてもね、どこかいいか分かんないって時にはね、こう人としてちゃんと向き合ってくださるこの平松郷法律事務所さんという場所の存在をね、ほら、Don't fix the rain when it's pouring.
Don't fix the roof when it's raining.
Did I say don't fix the rain? って言った。そう、Don't fix the roof when it's raining. はい。ということでね、こういった心強い法律事務所さんの存在を知っておくってすごい大事ですよね。
Exactly, exactly. So thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about this. Thank you very much to Miyamoto-san for coming on our podcast. And thank you very much all you listeners for checking in with us every single week. We'll see you again for another episode of Uruwaza Eigo next Monday.
平松郷法律事務所の皆さん、そして宮本萌恵さん、皆さんどうもありがとうございました。それではリスナーの皆さんとはまた来週お会いしましょう。 See you next week. Bye bye.
Bye. Bow, 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 bow.